President Trump fired yet another salvo in his escalating trade war with China, the EU, and Canada, tweeting earlier today, and I quote, "Tariffs are the greatest. Either a country which has treated the United States unfairly on trade negotiates a fair deal, or it gets hit with tariffs. Remember, we are the piggy bank that's being robbed. All will be great." Midwestern farmers are caught in the crosshairs of this trade war, especially soybean farmers, because China is their biggest customer. Matt Stutzman is a farmer from Adrian. He grows corn, wheat, and soy. He's a board member for the Michigan and American Soybean Associations. And he is with us now from the Lenawee County Fair. Matt, the president says all will be great. How do you view this tit-for-tat trade war?
Well, I don't think it's great for soybean farmers in America or in Michigan. We seem to be on his side most of the time, but maybe not on this trade issue.
And why is that?
Well, there's 96.48 million bushels produced on 2.27 million acres in Michigan, and 13% are processed in Michigan, 87% leave the state. So we have a huge need for export markets, and China is the largest.
And have you felt an impact from these tariffs yet on your farm?
I think all farmers have, in a way, because the market is depressed right now. We've seen drop prices since this trade war has begun, and that definitely affects every farmer in the United States.
And did you plant extra soy this year? Because that's a narrative I'm hearing in discussions about the trade wars all over the country. Did you plant extra soy?
We did last year because the market told us that there was a little more profit to be made with soybeans. Not this year. We went back to our regular rotation.
Okay. Now, what do you hear from other farmers in Michigan? I'm wondering if this trade war and these tariffs will be hitting some farmers harder than others.
That's definitely true. Since I'm a third-generation farmer and I'm fairly young now, I'm looking at, you know, farming for 20, 30 more years possibly. We're in it for the long term, but like the younger farmers that are thinking about coming in or just establishing themselves right now, or the farmers that are wanting to retire, anytime you have these low prices, you're talking about just potential to lose money. You don't like to see that, and you're not definitely promoting somebody wanting to join farming right now because they're just not going to make much money doing it, if at all.
Mm. Now, Matt, you say you want the government to either back off the tariffs or get them done quickly. What do you mean by that? Why do you say that?
Well, if they could rescind the tariff, I think things will, you know, business will come back right as usual. If it's short, then, and we get a win and everybody wins from this, then we can maybe actually come away from this with improved markets for both countries.
Do you trust what the president's doing?
I'd have to say I don't, but if I knew what he was doing, maybe I would.
Now, we have CNBC is reporting that the Trump administration is readying a $12 billion emergency aid package for farmers affected by tariffs. What kind of aid could most help you and Michigan farmers?
Well, anytime we can develop other foreign markets, that gives us a little more diversified portfolio where we can export our beans. That would be beneficial, but that's more of a long-term kind of an investment. It's not definitely going to fix it right away. What the farm bill does is help subsidize insurance. That kind of can help support farmers. But payments in a form of, you know, just one and done, those tend not to really be that beneficial to farmers, because with subsidizing farmers, other countries will have issue with that, and they can have cases against that kind of thing. That I don't know how they're going to figure out how to support farmers. The best way to do it is just let the market pay us and help those markets, and in doing that would be just to stop trade wars.
Since this began in the spring, Matt, I'm wondering, how are relations between Michigan soybean farmers like you and your Chinese customers?
You know, I think so far, Chinese customers buying beans and U.S. farmers selling beans, we still have a pretty good relationship, as we have in the past, and I think going forward possibly. This is more of a high-level government versus government. There's nothing that they can do, nothing we can really do, other than sort of just tell our constituents that we need this to be short or stopped to help our business expand and continue.
As you think, Matt, of how this tariffs and the tit-for-tat, how this could play out, In your mind, what's the best case scenario and the worst case scenario?
Yeah, good question. The best case scenario would be to have this war be short. China come out of this saying, okay, we'll play by the rules, you know, and we'd like to buy more beans from you now that the war is over, and the way to fix this deficit would be to actually buy more soy from the U.S. and maybe a little less from Brazil and the other importers to that country. And then the worst case scenario would just be to have this drag out for years, and you know, we have like another 1980s, just real depressed market, and just not hard, very difficult to recover from.
Matt Stutzman is a third-generation farmer from Adrian, and he was with us from the Lenawee County Fair. Matt, thank you so much.
Thank you.